Well, the United States government has inadvertently revealed the details of a top-secret Israeli military base. Now, the U.S. Department of Defense projects are typically made public for bidding by contractors, and the Obama administration had already promised to build Israel a new missile base. Now, the $25 million facility was detailed online in more than 1,000 pages of specifications revealing its approximate location and details such as the thickness of its walls. Now, the Pentagon has so far refused to comment, but U.S. media reports say the Israeli military officials are furious that the base's details have been made public. Now, the report of the new U.S.-built missile base coincides with the American military's planned deployment of anti-aircraft missiles and warplanes to neighboring Jordan. Let's switch over to Idaho, joined by political commentator Mr. Mark Glenn. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, now this is very interesting that all of this has been, as they say, inadvertently revealed online. Do you think that perhaps there are other hands behind this, and perhaps there are entities that actually wanted this exposed, or is the incompetence level just that high?
Face value and just assume that this was a blunder, then I think what it underscores, again, is just the truly poisonous and incestuous relationship that exists between the United States and Israel. I mean, at a time when the United States is going broke, fighting these various wars around the world for Israel, now we're going to spend another $25 million to build yet another military base for this country when we have already spent upwards of $500 million since 1998 building other military bases for her. But I think that your question is very well taken, because certainly over the last 5 years since Barack Obama has taken over the presidency, there's been a lot of friction between Washington and Tel Aviv. Certainly Obama and Netanyahu do not see eye to eye on a lot of different issues, not the least of which is war with Iran. And so it may very well be that this was done deliberately in order to put pressure on Israel. Perhaps there was some intelligence that the United States had come in contact with that indicated that Israel was about to do something really stupid, such as to launch an attack against Syria or even an attack against Iran. Or perhaps even that Israel was planning to pull another USS Liberty, as she did in early June of 1967. At this point, the information is too scant for us to conclude anything, but I think that given the friction that exists between Washington and Tel Aviv, that it's entirely possible that this was deliberately released at this time in order, for example, for it to be a shot across the bow, Washington's way of saying to Israel, whatever you're planning to do, don't even think about doing it. If this information, as sensitive as it was, has caused you to blow a gasket in this fashion, imagine what other pieces of information we could make public as well.
Well, at the same time, though, the reality is that this base is a reality, and that the United States has funded a $25 million facility. What do you think, if the average American could really make the connect and understand exactly what the U.S. government is doing and the amount of money spent by Washington on Tel Aviv, do you think that we would have a different situation?
Well, let's just put this in perspective here. The $25 million that we are going to be spending on this military base is almost exactly the sum that we give to Israel every single day, 365 days a year. The $3 billion that we hear bandied about per year in USA to Israel is actually closer to $10 billion when you factor in all of the loans and other little perks and fringe benefits that come Israel's way by virtue of the massive tax rate. So that works out to roughly about $28 million a day, 365 days a year. That's the real outlay that the American people should know about. It's not just a $25 million base, but rather the $25 million that flows out of this country literally 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all so that Israel can go and make even more enemies around the world that the United States will then be tasked with fighting in order to protect the continued existence of the United States.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Mark Glenn, out of Idaho.